You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. Today we got a show that's basically because I didn't have enough songs to make another show that I was going to make. So until I'm putting that one on hold, that theme on hold at least, until a later date. And for this one I picked songs that have really long titles, so it's gonna be a lot of words, a lot to say. Anyway, so what I define as really long titles is songs that have 5 words or more in the title, not including things in parentheses. So yeah, there's some pretty long titles in here. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think 11 words might be my longest title. But that's not the longest title song I've ever seen, of course. Obviously, Sufjan Stevens has some really long titles. And like Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, they all have long titles. But anyway, I've talked for a minute. I'm sure my mother is upset if she's listening to this. Anyway, we're going to go with our first track. Perhaps Vampires is a bit strong, but by the Arctic Monkeys off their, I want to say it's 2004, but I'm probably wrong, 2006 debut album. Ooh, 2 years off. 2006 debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. Definitely my favorite Arctic Monkeys album. One of my favorite albums from the mid-2000s, definitely. Anyway, so here we go with Perhaps Vampires is a Bit Strong, But by Arctic Monkeys. Sorry, bit of technical difficulties. Hopefully it'll play now.
Pretend to stand by us. I know you're certain we'll fail. I've seen your eyes as they fix on me. Stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. 'Cause all you people are vampires. I know your stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. Mm-hmm.
That was perhaps Vampires is a Bit Strong, but by Arctic Monkeys. It's a pretty good song. I really enjoy that song. It's about, you know, people who try to get what you've got, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to move on quickly before I make more of a fool of myself. So up next we have Decatur. Or round of applause for your stepmother. Yes, that's all one title. There are two commas and an exclamation point within that title. It's by Sufjan Stevens off his album Illinois, which came out in 2005. Good album, obviously. Sufjan Stevens is someone I play probably too much on this show, but that's okay. I guess I'm just a normie, indie hipster type of music person. You know, basically what I'm saying is that's not an original pick at all, and I understand that, but I don't care. So Decatur, or round of applause for your stepmother, by Sufjan Stevens. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Our stepmom, we did everything to hate her. She took us down to the edge of Decatur. We saw the lion and the kangaroo take her down to the river where they caught a wild alligator. Sangamon River, it overflowed. Caused a mudslide on the banks of the operator. Civil War skeletons in their graves. They came up clapping in the spirit of the aviator. The sound of the engines and the smell of the grain. We go riding on the abolition grain train. Stephen A. Douglas was a great debater, but Abraham Lincoln was the great emancipator. Chicken mobile with your rooster tail. I had my fill, and I know how bad it feels. Stay awake and watch for the data. No small caterpillar, go congratulate her.
That was Decatur, or round of applause for your stepmother, from Sufjan Stevens. Up next, we have Champagne for My Real Friends, Real Pain for My Sham Friends, by Fall Out Boy, off their breakout album, I'd say, From Under the Cork Tree. That album also features such hits as Sugar We're Going Down and Dance Dance, which are both more or less pretty popular songs from Fall Out Boy. But this isn't one of those songs. This is a pretty popular song, I think, probably. I don't really know. We're just gonna get right into it. Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends. That is 11 words. Quite a mouthful. That was Champagne for My Real Friends, Real Pain for My Sham Friends, I can't even say it. Anyway, up next we have, I don't know, a song I've always, like, it's always been one of those songs, you know, that you kind of have the melody to in the back of your mind, like, all the time, like, even from when you were really young, and then, like, you hear it one day, and you're like, hey, I know that song. This is Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. Paul Simon, of course, famously of Simon and Garfunkel, and he pretty successful solo career as well. Definitely a more successful solo career than Art Garfunkel, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, which is a great song by Paul Simon. So here we go.
Rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Your mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That was Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard from Paul Simon. It's one of my favorite songs, probably, by Paul Simon. I mean, there's a mysterious noise going on in the background. I don't know if you can hear it, and I don't really know what's going on with that. I think it's the heat. I hope it's the heat. I mean, it's pretty warm in here. I'm sweating right now. Anyway, it's really cold outside. It's snowing and stuff, which is... Well, actually, it's not snowing anymore. We're not here to talk about the weather. This isn't a weather show. This is a rambling music show. So, up next, I'm going to play Frances Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle by Nirvana off their classic album In Utero, which... 94? I know this one. No, it was 93? Ugh. I could have sworn it came out in 1994. I guess not. That's my bad. Anyway, In Utero is probably my favorite Nirvana album, except I really like their Unplugged set, but that doesn't really count as an album. So this is my favorite Nirvana studio album. And anyway, Frances Farmer will have her revenge on Seattle. That's 8 words, if I can count. So that's quite a mouthful. Anyway, here we go.
Yes, I'm relieving, now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing, yeah, that you're resting, let me get you away. Yes, I'm soothing, now that you're soothing. We'll be right back.
That was Frances Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle from Nirvana off their album In Utero. Up next, we've got a song that I think is on a very underrated album, Amnesiac, by Radiohead. That's the album. The song is Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box. Amnesiac is, I think, one of Radiohead's better albums. And I think it's often just kind of written off as like the B-sides and like the stuff that didn't make it on Kid A. But I don't know. I don't know if I like Amnesiac more than Kid A, but it's probably Kid A's equal. So that's my opinion on it. Anyway, Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box by Radiohead off Amnesiac. Here we go. that was Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box from Radiohead off their 2001 album Amnesiac. Up next we have The World Has Turned and Left Me Here from Weezer off the Blue album, their self-titled Weezer, which came out in 1994. I know this one, right? Yes, finally got one. Well, I knew Amnesiac, but anyway, The World Has Turned and Left Me Here from Weezer. Here we go. That was The World Has Turned and Left Me Here from Weezer. Up next, we have All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake. Less Than Jake are like a pop punk ska band, I think. I'm not really entirely sure. All I know is that they're my next song. So here we go. All My Best Friends Are Metalheads.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
That was All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake. Up next, we have a classic song, I guess. Yeah, it is a classic. Who am I kidding? It's The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie, famously covered by Nirvana. The Man Who Sold the World off his album, The Man Who Sold the World, came out in 1970. So quite a while ago. Yeah. That wasn't even one of the titles, and I got screwed up. Anyway, so The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie. If you don't know who David Bowie is, well, that's on you. Anyway, so let's go. The Man Who Sold the World.
Up on the stairs, we spoke. was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I roamed, I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago.
That was The Man Who Sold the World from David Bowie. Up next, we have a song by The Clash. I mean, my show's called Radio Clash, so you'd kind of hope I would play The Clash sometime. I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've actually played something off of Give 'Em Enough Rope, The Clash's 1978 album that came after their 1977 debut and before their 1979 classic, London Calling. So Give 'Em Enough Rope, pretty good album, but sometimes gets lost between two legendary albums. So it's Julie's Been Working for the Drug Squad by The Clash off their 1978 album, as I've said, Give 'Em Enough Rope. Here we go.
Sooner or later, a new friend, a real
That was Julie's Been Working for the Drug Squad by The Clash. You know, it's kind of a different sounding song to the archetypal Clash sound that is prevalent on, that is more prevalent on their debut and London Calling than, that, you know, the sound that most people know. And I guess Combat Rock, most people know that sound too, with Straight to Hell. With Should I Stay or Should I Go, Rock the Casbah, stuff like that. Anyway, enough about that. Next, we're moving to The White Stripes, a song off their 2003 album Elephant. Not my favorite White Stripes album, but not my least favorite either. It's kind of in the middle there. Anyway, it's I Want to Be the Boy to Warm Your Mother's Heart. That's another 11 words, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to listen to it together. So I really hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
I want to be the boy to warm your mother's heart. I'm so scared to take you away. I try to win her over right from the start, but something always got in the way. We've been sitting in your backyard for hours, but she won't even come out and say hi. While my mother baked a little cake for you, and even dreaded when you said goodbye. What kind of cartwheels do I have to pull? What kind of jokes should I lay out of now? I'm inclined to go finish high school just to make a notice that I'm around. It feels like everything I say is a lie. Never have I felt like such a jerk. I'm afraid to even open my eyes, because I really don't want her to judge me. I want her to really know who I am. And then and only then will she love me. Well, at least that was the plan. If ever a boy needed a holiday, if ever a girl needed someone to hold, just hope I don't act the same way by the time that I get that
That was I Want to Be the Boy to Warm Your Mother's Heart by the White Stripes, and I'm going to play my last song now, New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, by LCD Sound System off their 2007 album, Sound of Silver. So here we go.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. For those who think it still exists, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong, and just maybe you're right.
That was New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down from LCD Sound System. And I'm out of time, so you are listening to WJRH 1049 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash. I'm Will Moustakakis, and that's my show for the week. Tune in next week, same time, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. next Wednesday, hopefully for a good show. Yeah, see ya.